Yeah. Yeah. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
Maya,
by me,
Prasannena,
happily,
Tava,
unto you,
Arjuna,
Idam,
this,
Rupam,
form.
Param,
transcendental,
Darshitam,
shown,
Atma Yoga,
by my internal potency,
Tejamayam,
full of effulgence,
Vishwam,
the entire universe,
Anantam,
unlimited,
Adyam,
original,
yet
that which
me, my,
Twat anyena,
besides you,
Na drashtapurvam,
no one has previously seen.
Na,
never.
Veda yagya,
by sacrifice.
Adhyay nahi.
Or Vedic studies.
Na, never.
Danaihi.
By charity.
Na, never.
Cha.
Also.
Kriyabhihi.
By pious activities.
Na, never.
Never.
Tapobihi.
By serious penances.
Ugraihi,
severe.
Evam rupaha,
in this form.
Shakyaha,
can.
Aham,
I.
Nriloke,
in this material world.
Drashtum,
be seen.
Twat,
then you.
Anyena,
by another,
Kuru Pravira,
O best among the Kuru warriors.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Shri Prabhupada.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Arjuna, happily have I shown you my internal potency, this supreme universal form within the material world. No one before you has ever seen this primal form, unlimited and full of glaring effulgence. O best of the Kuru warriors, no one before you has ever seen this universal form of mine, for neither by studying the Vedas, nor by performing sacrifice, nor by charity, nor by pious activities, nor by serious finances, can I be seen in this form in the material world. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Arjuna wanted to see the universal form of the Supreme Lord. So Lord Krishna, out of His mercy upon His devotee Arjuna, showed His universal form, full of effulgence and opulence. This form was glaring like the sun, and its many faces were rapidly changing. Krishna showed this form just to satisfy the desire of His friend Arjuna. This form was manifested by Krishna through His internal potency, which is inconceivable by human speculation. No one had seen this universal form of the Lord before Arjuna, but because the form was shown to Arjuna, other devotees in the heavenly planets and in the other planets in the outer space could also see it. They had not seen it before, but because of Arjuna, they were able to see it. In other words, all the disciplic devotees of the Lord could see the universal form which was shown to Arjuna by the mercy of Krishna. Someone has commented that this form was shown to Duryodhana also, when Krishna went to Duryodhana to negotiate peace. Duryodhana unfortunately did not accept the peace offer. But at that time Krishna manifested in some of his universal forms. But those forms are different from this one shown to Arjuna. It is clearly said that no one has ever seen this form before. The divine vision in this connection should be clearly understood. Who can have divine vision? Divine means godly. Unless one attains the status of divinity as demigod, he cannot have divine vision. And what is a demigod? It is stated in the Vedic scriptures that those who are devotees of Vishnu are demigods. Vishnu Bhaktos Mutardeva. Those who are atheistic, that is, who do not believe in Vishnu, or who recognizes only impersonal part of Krishna as the Supreme, cannot have the divine vision. It is not possible to decry Krishna and at the same time have the divine vision. One cannot have the divine vision without becoming divine. In other words, those who have divine vision can also see like Arjuna. The Bhagavad Gita gives the description of universal form, although this description was unknown to everyone before Arjuna. Now, one can have some idea of Vishwarupa after this incident. Those who are actually divine can see the universal form of the Lord, but one cannot be divine without being a pure devotee of Krishna. The devotees, however, who are actually in divine nature and who have divine vision are not very much interested in seeing this universal form of the Lord. As described in the previous verse, Arjuna desired to see the four-headed form of Lord Krishna as Vishnu, and he was actually afraid of the universal form. In this verse, there are some significant words like the Veda Yajnai Dhyanena, which refers to the study of Vedic literature and the subject matter of sacrificial regulations. Veda refers to all kind of Vedic literature such as the four Vedas, Rig, Raju, Swama and Atharva, and the 18 Puranas, the Upanishads and the Vedanta Sutra. One can study this at home or anywhere else. Similarly, there are sutras, Kalpa Sutras, Mimamsa Sutras, for studying the method of sacrifices. Dana here refers to charity which is offered to a suitable party, such as those who are engaged in transcendental loving service of the Lord, the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas. Simply, pious activities refer to Agnihotra and prescribed duties of the different castes. And the voluntary acceptance of some bodily pains is called tapasya. So one can perform all this, can accept bodily penance, give charity, study the Vedas, etc. But unless he is a devotee like Arjuna, it is not possible to see the universal form. Those who are impersonalists are also imagining that they are seeing the universal form of the Lord. But from Bhagavad Gita, we understand that the impersonalists are not devotees. Therefore, they are unable to see the universal form of the Lord. There are many persons who create incarnations. They falsely claim an ordinary human being to be an incarnation. But this is all foolishness. We should follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, there is no possibility of attaining perfect spiritual knowledge. Although Bhagavad Gita is considered the primary study of the science of God, still it is so perfect that it enables one to distinguish what is what. The followers of pseudo-incarnation may say that they have also seen the transcendental incarnation of God and the universal form, but that is unacceptable because it is clearly stated here that unless one becomes a devotee of Krishna, one cannot see the universal form of God. So, one, first of all, has to become a pure devotee of Krishna, and then he can claim that he can show the universal form or what he has seen. A devotee of Krishna cannot accept false incarnations or followers of false incarnations. Prabhupada
Jai.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mahavishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Kadadhyam Sarvadandikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadamam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagranaradnatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagranaradnita Shem Shakantam Shem He Krishna Karma Siddhodina Vandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Taptakanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Navi Kriye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Vipasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadhi Bhagavata Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Maya Prasannena Tavarjunedam, Rupam Param Darshita Mahatma Yoga, Tejo Mayam Vishwamanantamadyam Yanme Tvadanyena Natashta Purvam. Na vedair jnana dhyanair na dhanair na chakriya virna tapopi rukrai evam rupam shakya aham loke drashtum tadanyena kuru pravira. The translations again. The Supreme Personality of God had said, My dear Arjun, happily have I shown you by my internal potency this supreme universal form within the material world. No one has before you has ever seen this primal form, unlimited or full of glaring effulgence. O best of the Guru warriors, no one before you has ever seen this universal form of mine, for neither by studying the Vedas, nor by performing sacrifice, nor by charity, nor by pious activities, nor by silly appearances can I be seen in this form in the material world. So, why Krishna is telling, happily have I shown you this form? As Krishna was very happy to show such ghastly form of universal nature. Happily means he is pleased upon his devotee. That's the meaning. He is merciful on the devotee. Arjun was a devotee. He wanted to understand Krishna, that how he is pervaded in the material nature simply by little fragment of his wholesomeness. Krishna is perfect and complete, and simply by little fragment of his expansion, he pervades the entire universe, pervades the entire cosmic manifestation. And Arjun wanted to know that in which different ways he can see. Krishna says that I am taste in the water. Can I see Krishna? Huh? In the taste of water, can I see Krishna?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you are advanced, you will be. My throat was choking and I was talking. And so I did a But I didn't call for Krishna. Krishna, I'm drinking you. No. The taste of the water is the quality of the water. We appreciate in India now RO system. The taste or the quality of water is very nice, very pure. But it creates artificial purity, but then produces so many other side effects. Sometimes the membrane ruptures and all the chemicals come out. The effluent of the water that comes from the purified, it is so much a waste. And it pollutes another water sources. Right? So, how can we understand raso aham apsu kaunteya prabhasa shishuryo? I am the taste in the water and I am the effulgence of sun and moon. Opulence means the energies manifested. It's called opulence. Why we are so much attracted to some opulence of gold? It's a metal. It's not that it is rare, but because the effulgence comes from the gold, it is more attractive and captive. Captivating. So, the one that eludes us, we put up the price on it. The people know, gold is a precious metal. Why? Because everybody is attracted. And Kali took up a residence in gold. When he confronted, he had to confront Parikshit Maharaj. They are the residents of Kali. Kali resides in meat eating. Kali resides in illicit sex. Kali resides in intoxications. And Kali resides in gambling places. Therefore, we are supposed to refrain. But Kali said to Maharaj Parikshit, please give me one more, because I am not satisfied. So because Kali wanted to affect Parikshit Maharaj, who was wearing the crown, Kali asked, can I reside in gold, long hair, etc.? These are very valuable. A person who has long hair, a man, not women, but man has long hair, he thinks he is more beautiful. All the Mayavadi sadhus keep long hair, everywhere. And they can't manage. Do you think this is opulence? This is Kali's opulence. Kali is tricking and takes away the intelligence and eludes people in these four activities which are the prohibitions. For devotee, these four regulative principles itself comprise of the result of all austerities, charities, yajnas, and finances. If we do these four regulative principles, then we become opulent spiritually. Materially, we will not have the so-called sense-related activities. Right? Krishna says that simply by following regulative principles, I will not be available. Sometimes Prabhupada said, even pigeons are vegetarian. So what is the use? But they are not becoming devotees. Devotees is a special category of people who are directly trying to obey the commands of Lord Krishna for Krishna's pleasure. They want to make Krishna happy. That is a reciprocation, because Krishna is bestowing his mercy called happily, I give you this divine vision so you will be able to see this universal form. Now after seeing, somehow or another, Arjuna's Sakya Ras, he was connected with Krishna in devotional service as friend. Right? Bhakto si sakha cheti rahasyam hetad uttamam. But in the process of this unveiling of the secrets of Lord Krishna, he has to go through some exercise of evaluation. This form has been created by Lord Krishna by his internal potency. It is not material form. But it has been created in the material world. That says. And Arjuna was unable to see by Krishna's measure through his material eyes. So, because he wants to fulfill the desire of his friend, he said, I will give you the divine eyes. Divyam dadami te chakshu. And what is divya? Prabhupada explains. The divinity is the direct reflection of Krishna's knowledgeability, mercy, and readiness to execute his command. So, person becomes divine. The demigods are divine. Divya. And because they possess the knowledge of pure devotional service, there are 12 out of them who knows authoritatively this divine knowledge of bhakti. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumar, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlada, Jaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vayasiki, Vayam. These are the 12 personalities. Oh, Swayambhu means Brahma, Narada Muni, Shambhu means Lord Shiva, Kumar, four Kumaras, they are told to be one. If Brahma has three heads, can Brahma claim I can have three votes? No, can have single vote. So Chatush Kumar were produced by Brahma, they can't have individual votes. That's all. Kumar, Kapil Muni, Devahuti Putra Kapil is the authority on devotional service. Kapil Muni. Then, Janak. Who is Janak? The king should know. Janak Maharaj. Sita's daddy. Janak Maharaj. He is a pure devotee. Then Bhishma Pita, the grandfather Bhishma. Then Bali Maharaj. Who is Bali Maharaj? We are not reading the ISKCON comic books. Who is Bali Maharaj? You know Vaman Dev? Yeah. What did he do? He took 3 steps to measure the space that he wanted to leave. And he asked whom to give? Bali Maharaj. Huh? You should read more story, Krishna stories. So, Bali Maharaj is the authority. Vyasaki means Sukhdev Goswami, son of Vyasadeva, and Yamaraj. Yamaraj, don't get fearful. Yamaraj is the pure devotee. So he does not disturb the devotees. But those who are non-devotees, he grills them very fine. So always remain devotee, always put on tilak, so Yamaraj can see, have kantimala, so Yamaraj can identify he is a devotee. He has told the Yamadutas, don't you ever go near the devotees. Because they are the servant of my master. They are my god brothers. Yes, they are my god brothers. No? So not to disturb. So these 12 Mahajans know what is meant by devotional service. And most of them are demigods who control the affairs of material workings. How material nature works, it is under their control, but only some control, not all control. All the control is done by Krishna. So, when these pure devotees, they are very faithful to Krishna without any expectation of profit, adoration or distinction. They are demigods, devata. Why they are devata? Because they are devotees, they have divine vision. They have divine vision. They know how to recognize Krishna. How to obey the commandments. So in Padma Purana, it is said, Dvabhutsarge, in the creation of the material world, there are 2 kinds of entities. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavetvayu Asurya Tadviparyaya. Those who are devotees of Vishnu, they are called devatas. And opposite of asuras. Vishnu Bhaktas are called demons. Demons and demigods. Demons are always envious, at loggerheads with the devatas. They are very envious. So, one has to gain the divinity. Divinity originally comes from Krishna, the supremely divine entity. And those who are devotees, they also receive the divinity. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarva gunai tatra samasate sura. But in the embodiment of a pure devotee is not attached to any kind of results. So he is called akinchana, without any ulterior motivation. He simply wants to please Krishna, favors Krishna. And he develops all the divine qualities of all the demigods in one person. That is his nature. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarva gunai tatra samasate suraha. All the demigods have all the good virtues, but they can reside in a devotee, pure devotee. So, a pure devotee is the leader of all the demigods. Demigods have more or less not equal, but more or less divinity. Shivji has more, Brahma has more. Actually, they are given marks, the grades. How much grade Brahma gets, how much grade. So, Lord Shiva is getting, it's about 86% of grade of divinity. But Brahma is only 75. So, Shivji, Brahma, they are all great demigods. But this divinity in totality would be residing in the embodiment of a devotee, in the devotee's part. So, Krishna gives divine vision. Divine vision to Arjuna, so that he can see all that opulences Lord Krishna created within one place. That was his idea. In the 10th chapter, Arjuna asked, how can I meditate to you in the manifested material energy? And Krishna shows all the opulences. Just like I'm tasting water, but Arjuna wanted in water. Necessity to know all these things. Understand that I am situated simply by my fragment into entire cosmic manifestation. Simply. Ekaushena jagatasthita. Athava bahuna tavartava. Athva bhavna gyatina tava arjun ki? For what? Understand. Avishtabhyamaham krishnam ekamsena jagatostita. I am pervaded in the entire cosmic manifestation by simply a fragment of my being. So, this is all material manifestation. It's simply coming from the fragment of Lord Krishna. Not total of Krishna, it is only part, and that is called material energy. But when Krishna wants to show the personality of all the opulence in subtotal, in this material world, he creates from his internal potency, internal energy, Atma Maya, this Virata Rupa. Therefore, Virata Rupa, Arjuna saw, nobody else previously saw. And because Arjuna saw, the demigods could see. And Prabhupada quotes about that all people say, some people say that even Duryodhan saw Virata Rupa. But that's a different kind of Virata Rupa. You know what happened? Krishna came as the peacemaker between the cousins, Pandavas and Kauravas. He came to Duryodhan and tried to make him explain and put up peace proposal. And he said to Duryodhan, Duryodhan, your brothers, the Pandavas, do not ask big kingdom. Each five brother, they want one village. At least you can give that. And Duryodhan became so much puffed up. Krishna, what to speak of village? I won't give them a space enough to put up a needle. means I want to be liberated. So Krishna understood, said, you think you are the only proprietor? I will finish you. And Krishna showed very ghastly form called another type of Virata Rupa. And Duryodhana was not afraid. Duryodhana was demon number one. He said, Krishna, you show me the magic and you try to make me fearful? I am not fearing you. I am going to fight you. Hey, doorkeepers, come and capture Krishna and put him in the prison. And Krishna really became angry. He said, Duryodhana, you are really foolish. I never anticipated this. And you are disappointing me, but you will not be able to capture. Krishna is not available to demons. Krishna favors only to devotees. So always remain devotee. Never harass your parents. Otherwise, you can easily become demon. Duryodhana was a great demon. He was not afraid of Krishna showing a ghastly form called Virata Rupa, but that's a different kind of. But Arjuna, because he was devotee, he was fearful to see this universal form. See, just to see Krishna is not enough. Arjuna was not satisfied. Actually, he became so much fearful that he could not forget, Krishna is my friend, how come he is showing me this? His friendship was disturbed. But he asked for it, what can Krishna do? Krishna did him a favor. Krishna gave him divine eyes so he can see what he wanted to see. But now Arjuna doesn't want to see. He's fearful. And Krishna is telling that this is the rarest thing. You saw it. Therefore the demigods also saw it. Otherwise they don't get chance. It is by you that they got chance to see my form of universal nature. But you know, Arjuna said, tell whatever you say, but no, Krishna, I don't want to see anymore. I'm fearful, because what he was seeing in the universal form, his own grandfather Bhishma Pitama, his own guru Dronacharya, and all the Kauravas, they are his cousins, they are all rushing in the fiery mouth of the Virata Rupa, and they are perishing. And the mouths of this Virata Rupa was enjoying chewing them and finishing them, devouring them. So Arjuna was very deeper, soft-hearted devotee from the very beginning. He said, no, I don't want to see anymore. Can you tell me who are you? What is your real nature? How come you are showing me this universal form? The universal form contains the creation, sustenance and dissolution. But Kurukshetra war was the time of dissolution. Therefore Krishna has to show him. In the war what happens? Everybody dies, right? So,
Krishna
tells Arjun, Arjun, see this universal form and understand that I have already killed them. You have to simply become my instrument. I am already killing, so I have to show you, give you protection that do not fear, but you are fearing. Why the devotee like Arjun, so brave, he had won so many times before, is now becoming fearful, seeing the death? The fear is caused because his devotional service as a friend is disturbed. The relationship between Arjuna and Krishna is disturbed by this universal form. So Arjuna knew that this universal form of the Lord are showing the devastation. Kalo amasmi, Krishna says that kulakshaya pravutthava, I am going to wipe out the entire dynasty. And only you, but five of you, everybody will be perished. It's quite a big shock for us. So Arjuna requests that first of all, let me apologize you, because you are showing your supremacy as the time personified to devour everything that is manifested. But be kind upon me, forgive my trivial relationship. I was acting with you like a friend, an ordinary friend. I was joking with you. Please forgive me. And because of this ghastly form, I'm not enjoying our original relationship that we have. So every devotee has different kinds of relationship with Krishna. Arjun had a primary relationship of friendship. And Krishna was fulfilling all his desires, all his inquisitiveness, all his questions were answered in simple one shot at the same place. Arjun wanted to see. They didn't have to go out in a theater to see. Right on the chariot, he saw the Virata Rupa, and so enormous. Arjun could not fathom where it is beginning, where it is ending. And he saw all the demigods, everyone simultaneously existing in oneness of the body. So Arjun could not relate, he was not able to worship this particular form. Worship means having a devotional relationship. As a servant, we do worship as a servant. But devotional service means devotional relationship is there. That's why service has to be rendered. So Arjuna is requesting, I didn't have a relationship with this form, my dear Lord. Just take it away. I want to see you in your majestic form. Then Krishna says, majestic form, that is 400. Arjun never saw this before. Also, he said, no, I cannot relate this. Show me your original form, this 200. So, drashtva idam manusham rupam. Actually, if Virat Rupa is so difficult to see, one has to have divine eyes. What to speak of 400 form of Lord Vishnu? There's the majestic form. But Arjuna was not even interested in 400 Vishnu form. Vishnu Pitama was interested because he has that relationship. Arjuna wanted his relationship back. Otherwise he's completely disturbed. So that's why Arjuna got fearful, because his relationship was disturbed. Krishna is accomplishing so many things in one particular show. Establishing his all-pervasive nature in material world, establishing the time personification, establishing the creation, sustenance and dissolution by him and him alone, as well as Krishna is remaining merciful to Arjuna, giving the benefit to the demigods also, and at the same time extolling his two-headed form as the Supreme Absolute Truth Personality of God. How many things are accomplished by single show? Arjuna got his composure back only when Krishna returned to his original form. So Srila Prabhupada writes beautiful commentary towards the end of the 11th chapter. And here what we see, that it requires divine eyes. To cultivate divine eyes, where will you go? How would you receive divinity? Yes, means you have to accept a guru. If you want the divine eyes, the guru gives the explanation of divinity through shastra, that is called shastra chakshus. Then, when you practice the process of devotional service as shown in the shastra, you get realization of transcendental nature, and by serving the Guru you get the divine knowledge. We chant in Guru Puja every day. Chakshudan dilo jai, janme janme prabhu se, divya jnana vidhe prakashita. This is a stage-wise development. Stage-wise development. But nonetheless, we have to have divine eyes. Why? You want to become a demigod? You want to become a devotee? For what? What is the reason? Because that is the constitutional position of all the jivas. Constitutional position. Jivera svarupa hoer krishner nitya das krishner tatastha shakti veda vipraj. So our constitutional nature, that we are servant, part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are qualitatively one with him, but quantitatively different. So therefore, if Krishna is divine, originally we are also divine. So what made us demoniac? We are asuras. We are all asuras. Because only those who are not divine, they are called asuras. We don't have big fans, but asuras are in our mind. The bad desires, or the desires that do not please Guru and Krishna, or desires that do not please our parents, they are demons. Demon-like desires. And if we cultivate those desires more and more, then really we will become demons. So, we need to kill the demon-like desires in our from our mind by chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It means those who are not chanting must be demons. You better believe you can't escape. This is called axiomatic truth. When A is equal to B and B is equal to C, therefore A is equal to C. When we are not divine, we must be demon. Right? So, everybody needs to come to their constitutional position. Only devotees get the chance. Those who have desire to kill the demons from their mind, they will get divine vision. When you kill the demons in your mind, who will become victorious? The demigods in your mind will become victorious. Right? So, in this way, we can see how this Virata Rupa helps us to understand that Krishna can show from his internal potency to the part and parcel who are also constitutionally of his internal potency. So, there is a direct connection. Uniformity is there. Only thing that by chanting, whatever has been inauspicious that disturb the uniformity, we have to remove. Only chanting can remove that. Right? Anybody has any question?
How are you? We ended with chanting. Can you just speak a little bit about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Oh. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadavadmi nirvapanam sri akkairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadu jivanam anandam bhakti vardhanam pratipadam purnamrutam swadanam sarvatmasmapanam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. Param vijayate, the most glorious victory can be achieved by only chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote his Shikshashtakam. It's a beautiful comparative explanation. What does the holy name, and performs how the holy name acts. Cheta means consciousness. Darpan means mirror. Marjanam means cleansing. Cheta Darpana. We are cleansing the mirror of our consciousness. Our consciousness should be like mirror. How is the mirror? Can you explain what is the mirror? It's a glass. Is this called mirror?
No.
Why?
Because you can see through it.
A mirror is a surface that reflects your own image. Right? It reflects you back and your eyes can see. Right? But suppose the mirror is not clean. Can you see yourself very clear?
No.
Therefore, you require to
clean it.
Now, you have to take the duster, what is the chapati? You won't be able to clean the consciousness. Where can you find the consciousness in you? Can you pinpoint? What is consciousness? Chetana. That girl's name is Chetana. And boy's name is Chitranjan. Chetana. What is consciousness?
Awareness. Awareness.
Awareness. Awareness of what?
Self.
Where is the self? First of all, consciousness is a symptom of life. Whatever is living must be conscious. If it is not living, it is not conscious. Right? Now, if we ask for material things will make us victim rather than we become free. That is the point. Lord Shiva has given everything up so he can remember Lord Krishna, his old original position of Shankarshan. Okay? Ravana was not a devotee. Those who worship the Supreme Lord is called a devotee. Lord Shiva worships the Supreme Lord. Brahma worships the Supreme Lord. And how could we Ravana a devotee? Anything else?